from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Monday, June 1st, 2020. Can you believe it's June? Well, it is. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, COVID-19 suddenly becoming unimportant. So has social distancing pushed out of the headlines. Number two, Detroit among the nation's cities facing mandatory curfews now because of violence unchecked. The National Guard and the U.S. military may all play a role in this. Number one, across the nation, liberal cowards are hiding as their cities burn. People like AOC are actually trying to justify the lawlessness, leaving people, including law enforcement officers, dead in the streets. The acts of brutality and attempted murder are enough to make you sick to your stomach. But when AOC and her Antifa friends are rationalizing and saying we deserve this, you need to pay attention. We're no longer going to stay in our houses. We will not sit idly by while Democrats say nothing and the violence continues. Why do you need an AR-15? Well, that's obvious in the streets for the last four nights in a row now. Why do you need an AR-15? Obviously to defend yourself. It began with the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Now it's across the nation. Bring it to my house. Go ahead, I dare you. The death of George Floyd was grotesque, inexplicable, unexplainable. And the officer involved is under arrest, charged with third-degree murder, second-degree manslaughter, and facing charges, as he should be. As they sort the case out, he's presumed innocent, but it's difficult to watch the tape. It's difficult to watch a man begging for his life while onlookers try to get the officer to take his knee off the man's throat after several minutes so they could check for vital signs and get turned down. But that doesn't excuse the destruction across this nation from Minneapolis to San Diego to Detroit, all over this nation. Cities burning. A federal officer murdered in Oakland, California. Secret Service agents are injured. And the president briefly goes into the panic room, if you will, at the White House. Into lockdown for a little less than an hour because mobs and rioters, and yes, the term is riot, NBC. The term is not protesters. At this point, it's called rioters. But at least 60 of those Secret Service members were injured so far over the last 3 days. And like I said, an officer killed in Oakland during a shooting. Several other people have been killed across the country. Protesters killed because of the shootings. And so when the president said, when the looting starts, the shooting starts, he was exactly right. Not talking about him shooting, talking about everybody else shooting. And the uprisings in the nation's capital went from Lafayette Park and continued near the White House early into Sunday morning and then into Monday. At that time, numerous Secret Service vehicles targeted. Protesters were throwing bricks, rocks, bottles, fireworks, and other items at officers. Numerous injuries. But let me tell you something. When you crack down on the violence, it stops. When you crack down on the violence, it stops. When you let it go because people are just blowing off steam, which is how they tried to sell this. Protesters are just blowing off steam. No, they're committing violent acts. They're committing violent acts. And the Minnesota mayor, what a moron. The Minneapolis mayor is an absolute moron. Mayor Fry, Jacob Fry, handing out masks to make sure people weren't too close when they're socially distancing. Mayor Fry basically supporting the lawlessness. Meanwhile, the president about to designate Antifa as a terrorist organization as he should. Antifa is a terrorist organization in many of these places. Minneapolis specifically, when the protesters and the terrorists show up to light fires and create chaos, the arrests made of those terrorists, we quickly learn that Well, I think in Minneapolis, I don't think one of them was from Minneapolis. Hundreds of arrests, and not one was from Minneapolis. All imported. And how does this honor the death of George Floyd? How does this bring any honor to the death of George Floyd? How does looting buildings and smashing windows and stealing Rolexes and tennis shoes and televisions, how does any of that bring justice for Mr. Floyd? And the answer is it doesn't. The answer is it does not. Anyhow, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, says the president moving quickly to get the investigation moving into the death of George Floyd, but then adds that Antifa-inspired violence will not be tolerated, nor should it be. Bite number two with the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. Go.
Well, let me begin, first of all, by expressing my personal condolences to Mr. Floyd's family and all the people, too, who have been impacted by this rioting and the violence. It's not good. It's a tragedy. The police officers' actions there were abhorrent, and what the administration has done so far is to move very quickly. You've seen statements by President Trump. You saw the Attorney General talking about what the Justice Department is doing and how rapidly it's responding to proceed with its investigations of what took place there, the police incident that took place. And then you've seen the president talk to the fact that this violence, this looting, this rioting is unacceptable, and he's offered to provide whatever federal assistance might be appropriate, including Secretary Esper's conversation with governors, to offer that assistance if that's necessary to protect peaceful protesters and people all across these communities that have been impacted by these Antifa-like violent protesters.
Not Antifa-like. They are Antifa. Brought in to create disturbance and violence. It's unbelievable. So the president says it's time to have Antifa labeled as a terrorist organization. Trump blaming Antifa for riots taking place across the nation in response to the death of George Floyd, the man who died May 25th in police custody in Minneapolis. And as you've seen the video, the police officer is kneeling on his neck for more than 8 minutes. But the destruction to businesses, to these communities, will be in the billions of dollars. There is no justice here. There is no justice here for George Floyd. There's carnage to the neighborhoods that can least afford it. When a Target store is destroyed, that means that groceries are no longer available in that area. When other stores are destroyed, it means they're never coming back. It leaves blight. It leaves poverty. It leaves a mark that does not heal. And yet these Democrat mayors in every one of these cities, every single one without exception, mayors are Democrats, city councils are filled with Democrats, and the streets are filled with rioters unchallenged. Do the math, my friends. That's what you're seeing. It's indisputable. These arguments cannot be broken. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. It's the No Panic Zone.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
but we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.